So it would take 18 months to build the building, and then the idea is that we can have the ground floor for the restaurant.
Thank you. Thank you.
New Delhi will like it. New Delhi people have appreciated this experience. So, I think there's some pleasing news for the public. This is from, sent by Bardwaj Prabhu. It's a letter.
Oh yes, we're redecorating everything inside. We shaded to about 4 feet off the ground some gloss paint and then nice distemper. And I spent a lot of money, around 2,000 rupees on the whole thing. Temple room, deity room, kitchens, we're painting it. And now Bhakti Chaitanya Swami, he will have his office there. He will see office in New Delhi. Very good arrangement.
Maybe I should show you the pictures first. I brought your glasses. These are the photographs of the deities to be installed in Fiji. He's sending to you your food. First, this is Sri Sri Guru Gaurava in day dress.
Yes, thank you.
Here is a picture of the same Guru Gaurava in night dress. I've ridden it 3 times. Here's your Guru Maharaj. He looks like a young man, Srila Prabhupada. Very young. Here he is with full dress and grounded.
Yeah.
Here's your divine grace. Fully dressed and grounded. Here is the deity of Lord Nityananda, dressed and undressed, so you can see.
Thank you very much for the 2 photographs. You can get full. Thank you.
I think the proportions are first class, just accurate. Thank you.
go up.
What is your name?
Fiji.
Here comes the Nagapatnis.
Yes.
They will be. That's just showing you the Murtis. Here is Krishna Kaliya. Here's the full picture shoot. Those are just, I think, temporary dresses to give an idea. Dear Srila Prabhupada, I fall down in the dust of your lotus feet in desperate hope of being purified of countless offenses. I am low-born and completely disqualified from the exalted position of your service. Yet I cannot give up the desire for it. Please be merciful to me.
That is this very much. That you are bringing that for that.
Since I have received your merciful letter dated April 8th, in which you have instructed me to fashion Panchakatva Vigraha for the Hawaii Yatra, you also revealed your desire to see photographs of the completed set of Murtis for the Krishna Kaliya Mandir in Fiji.
In regards to the Hawaii deities, we have just now been able to begin the work, and it would be completed sometime in the end of August. We have already received remuneration for 50% of the cost from Sri Vikirti Das. As far as the Krishna Kaliya temple Vigrahas, I beg to inform you that they have been shipped 2 weeks ago, along with two sets of dresses, one for the day and one for the night, for all of them. Enclosed, please find a complete set of photographs of the speaking mortis.
That is okay.
I hope that they meet with your approval. We are now in the process of completing a reproduction of the samsara display for the twofold purpose of museum publicity, a special photograph to be taken by a famous photographer. You told them not to do this, but they went ahead and did it. And an exhibit to be displayed at the Los Angeles First Annual Rapiatic Festival grounds. This samsara diorama has an outstanding response from the general public, and we hope to make it available to many centers for preaching work in the near future. In connection with this, I had an idea of constructing traveling trailers housing one such exhibit, complete with lights and sound, explaining the process. He says he wants to make a trailer. Trailer means like a big, and sound, explaining the process of transmigration of the soul and other philosophical displays in the Srimad Bhagavad Gita.
So that's it.
He said, these trailers could be used to distribute your divine graces books in many new inaccessible places. I would like to know if this meets with your kind approval.
Oh, yes.
We have a model of samsara on display in our shop window, and all day long we are getting dozens of curious passerbys from the street who inquire submissively and listen attentively to the philosophy. I remember your divine grace telling me emphatically I
just said something.
As I remember in Bombay in 1974 that this would make our teaching successful all over the world.
Yeah.
Now I am traveling to
being boosted in that respect. That is it. Without any teaching, they would understand it.
It's like the surface.
Simple.
He says, I have sent out an advertisement to all centers to encourage them to order Guru and Gauranga deities from us. We can deliver these to them in very short time and at a lower cost than the Jaipur craftsmen. I hope that this meets with your approval.
Yes.
They're not made of marble.
But they're as good as
I don't know. I hope so.
They're being made from marble powder.
Yeah, they're very strong. As we have maintained through your never-ending kindness for 2 years or more financially in terms of our daily operational requirements and household support, now I am looking for ways of relieving Bhaktivedanta Book Trust of the burden at once. Deity making, the samsara trailer, and other such enterprises will provide means for our maintenance and research expenditures, which in this project will inevitably increase constantly as we take on more and more ambitious undertakings.
From Bhagavatam we then make thousands of dollars. Each stanza Bhagavad will give you ideas of dollars.
Mm-hmm.
for the next century, he said. There must be Dharma Bhagavad. This was can be explained. But it's the meaning of religion by God fixes it. When you do it, I shall give you idea.
By your mercy now, there is a very concentrated effort on behalf of Ramachandra Swami, Ambarish Das, and myself to plan and build an impressive theistic exhibition in Washington, D.C., which would attract the attention of some of the world's greatest leaders and dignitaries. The scope and implications of this task are breathtaking, and I am feeling very small and insignificant in confrontation with it, just like a dwarf trying to touch the moon. However, if you want me to perform this task, then kindly give me your mercy and bless me.
Then and this will be recognized by God and heaven. You do more than tell of us.
Become more than dizzy.
Oh, and it's a sad song. And it was there. All around is all illusion. In the medium, planetary and small.
Small?
Yeah. If they're going to have it in my
unit,
I'm very small.
Yeah.
Says the faith, they call it faith, first American theistic.
That's right.
The faith, Los Angeles exhibit is now complete with very small details remaining on a complex computer system. It will be operational on July 10th, 4 days ago. And the grand opening will be held on Janmashtami this year. I have no right to hope in this way, but in spite of my intelligence, I wish your divine grace to see this first attempt. The theistic exhibition in the Western world. He says, if it's not possible for you to come, then he'd like to make a film and bring it to India to show it to you. Is that all right? One point, he says, I would like to clear up in connection with our distribution of Murtis. I have had many requests and inquiries about placing the form of your divine grace on the diocesan along with or instead of on the altar for worship. Is this permissible? In some temples, the altar is too small and will not accommodate the present size of the
badass.
So either one is all right. Okay.
Yes, it says that.
So these mortis can be placed on the diocese.
Yes.
Well, what about like Guru Gauranga? Just like in Krishna Kaliya Temple, they're going to have it on the altar.
Oh, one place.
Right. So if there's enough room on the altar, it can be there, otherwise on the Vyasa. Another point is the subject matter of my conversation with you last year. He says, you explained at that time that rosin is a byproduct of crude oil, which is a transformation of earth. Since earth is one of the materials used for fashioning of murtis, this plastic is also suitable for the purpose. Mm. As I am understanding this, am I understanding this correctly? He said, yes, it's correct. He says, rosin is a byproduct of crude oil, which is a transformation of earth. And earth is one of the bona fide substances of it. Some of the temple presidents are protesting the purity of the substance and are hesitant to order deities on this account. On the other hand,
you can do this already. It's very sound and strong.
This is very sound and strong.
When we get off on the low one, did you let him give the emptiness?
Only. So there's no reason, it's pure. It's not a question of it's not pure.
Sarvam Parila Brahma.
Another thing he says, the last point is that he saw, you know, in New York, they made those busts to be put in libraries of your divine grace, some sculptures. Remember when I showed you some photographs of their, he understood that busts of divine images of Guru and Krishna are not to be made. He says, in New York, you explained at this point with reference to photographs that were used in Bhagavad Gita of the divine self, that it was impersonal to cut off some portion of the complete worshipful form.
Maybe you could do that to us.
He said, I beg to be excused for troubling you, your divine grace and all these questions, which I always hesitate to do, but I took that liberty. He says that they're going to try as long as they can make busts. He says, we would like to make them larger than life size in a monumental style, which would include your lotus feet, full size for museums and other places, big size, anywhere where people want to display, but it won't be worth it to be on display. That's one of them. If you feel inspired, I can read more later on. haven't seen what this is yet, but it's from Kagamuni Marsh. It's to all India GBC and temple presidents, dear Maharajas and Prabhus, please accept my humble obeisances. Enclosed, please find our newly established Encyclopedia of Vedic Knowledge program. This is the beginning of the major big book distribution program in India. Our library party has already received tremendous success in this program, and Srila Prabhupada has greatly encouraged us to sell these all over India. The profit only amounts to rupees 10 per book, but it will allow everyone to regularly read our books and refer to it as an authentic encyclopedia. Our aim is to replace this encyclopedia against all other encyclopedias, which are meant to take the people to the hellish planets. When our representatives come to your area, please be good enough to assist them in making possible that Srila Prabhupada's book be distributed to leading educational and intellectual persons all over India. Here's what he published, Srila Prabhupada. For the Bhaktivedanta Book Trust Library Encyclopedia of Vedic Knowledge. I think I should read it to you because it's got mostly words in it.
Easy going.
That's pretty much the whole thing.
Oh, pamphlet.
Yeah, it's a pamphlet. So I read it to you? Mm-hmm. It says, Bhaktivedanta Book Trust Encyclopedia Department, Hare Krishna Land, Juhu Road, Juhu, Bombay. In 1970, His Divine Grace A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada founded the Bhaktivedanta Book Trust for worldwide printing and publishing of Vedic knowledge. Today, the Bhaktivedanta Book Trust publishes in 25 languages with a total of 55 million publications, printed in 6 years.
$55 million.
That means an average of nearly $10 million a year. Pieces of literature. No other publishing house can boast that. I don't think such a figure. The Bhaktivedanta Book Trust offices are located in Los Angeles, New York, London, Paris, Frankfurt, and Bombay. Srila Prabhupada has
been standing on reading the book.
Now, I'll tell Gargamuni, it'll be more impressive coming from Bombay. Srila Prabhupada has taken on the monumental task of translating the essence of all Vedic. I want to get to, oh, here it is. All in all, the Bhaktivedanta Book Trust Library Encyclopedia of Vedic Knowledge includes at least 100 published volumes. Scholars from all over the world have described Srila Prabhupada as a literary genius after reading his treasure chest of Vedic knowledge. And now, for the first time, this treasure chest of transcendental knowledge is unlocked for everyone to dive deep into the ocean of transcendental bliss upon reading these classics. These words are connected. It is no wonder that this transcendental treasure chest of spiritual texts has been described by many scholars as the first presentation of full encyclopedia of Vedic knowledge. This encyclopedia touches various subject matters relating to philosophy, religion, sociology, and anthropology, literature and classics, political science and history, and psychology. On the backside of this pamphlet, an order blank to apply for a full encyclopedia published by the Bhaktivedanta Book Trust is given. Please fill in and return. Here's what he says. The Bhaktivedanta Book Trust Library of Vedic Knowledge can make a worthwhile gift to a friend or relative, or may be kept in one's own home, or one may contribute to a set to a school, college, hospital, library, reading room, temple, or for any other charitable purpose. The Bhaktivedanta Book Trust is offering this encyclopedia on an easy installment basis.
by which one may receive published violins every month without any extra cost.
Sounds like you're getting a lot for free,
doesn't it? Yeah.
Better than nothing.
Kindly fill in the form below to receive your first violin. Then it says name, age, date of purchase, address, city, state, country, type of business, phone, number of sets to be purchased, number of sets to be purchased. Very helpful. Whether encyclopedia is for personal use or other, needs explained, because they're going to keep a file to see what people use it for. Number of books to be received each year, amount given as advance. He says at least 50% of the total cost can be given for the complete set as advance and balance to be made in yearly installments. Signature of purchaser. Please note that the Bhaktivedanta Book Trust shall fulfill its obligation to supply all books to the purchaser as agreed upon and shall shift all books, postage prepaid, to any part of the world. Dated and signature of the salesman. Check to be made out in the name of Bhaktivedanta Book Trust, Bombay. The encyclopedia, the Bhaktivedanta Book Trust Library Encyclopedia of Vedic Knowledge, bound with Acharya's Divine Grace A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada. Recommendations and appreciations by leading scholars of India on the BBT Library Encyclopedia of Vedic Knowledge. We seem to have got a lot. These are different recommendations. It's from the Minister of Education, Government of Maharashtra, Srimati Pratibha Patil. I therefore wholeheartedly recommend this encyclopedia of our culture and all BBT publications to all educational institutions, schools, libraries, and colleges concerned with the moral and cultural development of their students within the boundary of Maharashtra and throughout the world. Each one has the word encyclopedia bold and underlined. There's different. PhD from Harvard University. All different big personalities. The mayor of Bombay. Padma Bhushan, vice chancellor of Baroda University. Professor of Gujarati language, gold medal winner and author of 36 Gujarati books. Another man. Another award-winning gold medalist in Gujarati literature, award-winning author in Sindhi literature. All of these people are giving their recommendation. Award-winning author in Sindhi literature. Head of the Department of Sanskrit at Bombay University. Head of the Department of Sindhi and in R.C. College, Bombay. Then he has a review by P.M. Joshi, Dr. P.M. Joshi, past director of Archives and Historical Monuments, Maharashtra Government, past professor in charge of history, Bombay and Pune University. Some of the different titles. Then he has one from Kavadas P. Patwari, the governor of Tamil Nadu. And another one from the Deputy Director of Research of the Lok Sabha. Would you like to see some more things from this? The next one looks... This next one is also from Dharma Muni. It includes a letter to the Sabha. My dear Srila Prabhupada, please accept my humble obeisances at your divine lotus feet. We fervently pray that your divine grace continue to remain in this world because we need your personal guidance. Even when Lord Krishna disappeared, Arjuna lost all strength temporarily.
I said remain just for 5 minutes. Physically present. And getting personal guidance from my Guru.
He says Arjuna was a great powerful devotee, and he would overcome he could overcome the shock, but we are in most form and cannot endure such a shock of having you leave us. We are already mortified by such a thought. Your movement is just now being accepted, and we want you to remain to lead all your devotees towards successful spiritual life. Despite our offenses, all of us deeply have great love for your divine grace, and our world will become dark without your presence. Materially, you have provided all of your devotees with everything. Big temples, money, prestige, and honor. Nice kshatra.
That sounded good.
But I would relish more being with you. Without all of this, without all of these things, as we said, but personally, I would relish more being with you. Without all of these things, as we began at 26 Second Avenue, simply hearing you chant and talk for hours is my only solace. I don't want anything else. We left all these material things to be with you only. So please have mercy with your devotees by allowing us to have your personal appearance as normal.
Mm.
He said, I may also says, I may also come to cook and clean for you.
Yes,
if you so desire, and carry you also.
Everyone from the NC school.
He says, we have a great debt to repay you, and we are perplexed how to repay. At least your divine grace may stay as long as we try to repay till the debt we owe to you. He says, I think if we work hard and preach and the world recognizes this movement, then you may want to stay here longer.
Yes, that's the fact.
I am constantly feeling this into the minds of the members of the library party. We are now emphasizing your books as the Library of Encyclopedia of Vedic Knowledge, and I am herewith enclosing reviews from the biggest Marathi, Gujarati, and Sindhi scholars.
Yes, it is very nice.
No, there's another thing. This whole thing, these are new reviews I'm going to read to you all. I also have other good news. He said, says, the Andhra Pradesh government has sent a newsletter to all libraries in the state requesting them to order our books as they are approved by the state. Also, the Endowments Commission has also written to all the temples in Andhra Pradesh requesting them to purchase our books.
Very important.
In addition, the Gujarati government has requested all libraries in the state to purchase our books by way of newsletter. Here in Maharashtra, the new chief minister and education minister have approved of our movement. And the basis of these letters, I sent our devotee to 5 district towns on the basis of these letters. On the strength of the letters from the chief minister and education minister, he sent his devotee to 5 district towns, and they secured 32 standing orders in 3 weeks.
So fast.
Now we are going to all the district towns. That means not very big cities. Now we are going to all the district towns in Maharashtra, and almost 1,000 standing orders have been taken all over India so far. Since we have started the encyclopedia program, many persons have ordered every single book you have published. Nearly 20 encyclopedia orders have been taken so far. This means every book, not just one standing order, complete. Says, first week, July, 3 of our men are opening a BBC library office in Bangkok. They have a mission to develop this whole area, Southeast Asia, for book distribution. We sent a team of 3 men to develop Southeast Asia, and they opened an office in Bangkok. Their program includes 1, government recognition of our books. 2, sales to universities and colleges. 3, acceptance of our books by leading scholars. And 4, sales of encyclopedias to Hindus. All of Southeast Asia will be developed for book distribution. We pray for your blessing in this.
Changing the underlying effect. Very good.
Says Palika, being the manager, is very active and happy and busily engaged in keeping all the files stocked.
Yes, right. But he's very intelligent. You have proper assistance. You can do anything.
Says, so far, I have credits of over 3 lakhs of rupees with DBT in our first year of distribution. He's given over 3 lakhs of business.
Now bring books. And have enough stock.
Yeah, that's what he wants. He complains that there isn't.
No. Then he has to manage that department also. Oh, that must be sufficient smile. Not depend on one's friends. Mr. Myers,
Yeah.
What is he doing?
No, he wants to bring us samples from
any selection. Send you good address in Bombay. The 3-4 printing printers want something for printing or two. Your money is spent
to different people.
He says that he has 3 lakh rupees credit so far, and our accounts receivable still amount to 2 lakhs. 5 lakhs in 1 year. He says, no school has defaulted in their payments. None of them. I am also enclosing a complete list of our standing orders in India. We pray for your guidance and blessings in our march to a successful spiritual life. Do you want to hear some of the reviews from the brother?
Mm-hmm.
I'm not feeling tired at all. I think this is invigorating. Important Muslim reviews. He's labeled there. This is from H.N.H. Hajni, head professor of head of the Department of Urdu at Lucknow University. Though I have little knowledge of Sanskrit, but as a student of literature, I have been impressed by the meticulous care and clarity with which each mantra of the Siddhi, of course my mother tongue Urdu, it could not only universalize the teachings of the Vedantas, but also it could very much help in bringing about the much needed integration of the multilingual humanity. Here's another one from the head of the Department of Philosophy and Social Sciences in Madras. His name is Usair Mohammed Kashin. Swami Prabhupada's Bhagavad Gita as it is a remarkable exposition of Siddhanta philosophy. What impressed me most is its non-sectarian analysis and acceptability. So it's non-sectarian. Everyone would say it's very... Most Hindus would say the Bhagavad Gita is our book, but here the Muslims say non-sectarian. Furthermore, this book, I am sure, will inspire men of all faiths. The rendering is authentic and lucid. I am confident that this admirable classic will contribute to a greater understanding of Indian philosophical heritage. But this book should be shown to these government men in Delhi. This is for you. Usair Mohammed Kashin.
You can make copies?
Yes, right. Or the movers. This is an important encyclopedia of Vedic knowledge reviews. Yeah, actually, he got all of these reviews recently. Yeah. It's amazing how many reviews they got. These are all for the month of May and June, I think. Yeah. You want to hear some of this? Ministry of Education, message. The ancient roots of traditional Indian life reach farther into the distant past than any other country on earth. What thousands of years ago culminated in education included the development in the student of all good qualities. In other words, the pupil was ignited with a desire to learn and develop himself rather than strive for material rewards. From out of the great ages, the ancients headed by Sri Vyasadeva have left us the timeless treatise of Srimad Bhagavatam, the basis of all education. This is the Ministry of Education, the government of Maharashtra. She's admitting the opposite. The basis of all education. Later, the saint Krishnadas Kaviraj, in commenting upon the life of the great Mahaprabhu Sri Chaitanya, brought to the highest level of understanding these principles in his immortal Indian classic, Chaitanya Chaitamrita. It is a good fortune of the world that these two spiritual works, presented as the Encyclopedia of Indian Culture, have been translated and commented upon in the style of a true scholar by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada. Srila Prabhupada, out of His obviously great desire to inject the world with His vast storehouse of learning, has translated precisely the rich Sanskrit and Bengali slokas. He has given the transliteration word-for-word meaning, purport, and each volume filled with full-color illustrations by His disciples. I therefore wholeheartedly recommend this encyclopedia of our culture and all other Bhaktivedanta Book Trust publications to all educational institutions, schools, libraries, and colleges concerned with the moral and cultural development of their students within the boundary of Maharashtra and throughout the world. Here's one from the mayor of Bombay, Murali S. Deola. He's the new mayor. The good work of the members of the International Society for Krishna Consciousness is well known to me. It is especially commendable that the founder Acharya of the society, His Divine Grace A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada, has been able to convince so many foreigners all about the simple purity of India's exalted philosophy, plain living and high thinking. Swamiji is a very highly respected Vedic scholar, and he has seen to it that his numerous disciples from all over India and the world stick to the actual disciplines required of students of our ancient philosophy. The growing cultural and educational center, now under construction at Juhu, he refers to it as the growing cultural and educational center. He's understood your purposes. Is an object of deep interest and pride to myself and all fellow Bombay citizens. The members of Krishna Consciousness are always well-mannered and cheerful due to the blessings of their benign Swamiji. Anyone who reads Srila Prabhupada's clear translations and commentaries of well-known Sanskrit and Bengali literature can understand his secret of success. I do not think such accurate, scholarly, and clear expositions of Vedic culture can be found in English elsewhere. His Bhaktivedanta Book Trust Publishing House has made sure that the immortal words of our classics have been presented in first-class style. Among the BBC publications, the Srimad Bhagavatam and Chaitanya Charitamrita, comprising an encyclopedia of Vedic knowledge, are especially notable. I have examined volumes of these sets and recommend these sets not only for our municipal corporation libraries and municipal funded libraries, but for all libraries of the world wherever. But for all libraries of the world wherever people have a sincere interest to go into the depths of Vedic philosophy. Signed, Murali S. Deola, Mayor of Bombay. Next, from the Indian Institute of Technology, Bombay. This is from Dr. Ram Kanchanar, Chairman of the Department, Indian Institute of Technology, Department of Humanities and Social Sciences. Sir, I am pleased to make the following comments concerning your beautiful and learned publication, Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita of Goswami Krishna Kaviraj, and Srimad Bhagavatam, both written by His Divine Grace A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada. I feel that these works are the result of Swami Prabhupada's extraordinary commitment to the Bhakti cult in the Indian tradition. Swami Prabhupada's style and language are full of the flashes of His intuition. They clearly represent His realization that love for God and for mankind should be the foundation of all interpersonal relations. Krishna is the symbol of this love. He is the absolute in an incarnate form. Love for Krishna, therefore, sung in all forms of devotion-laden language, asserts man's empathy towards his entire creation. The Central Library of the Indian Institute of Technology, Bombay, has already secured, on my recommendation, the above-mentioned works. Complete. These works are read by the faculty and students here not only for their religious message, but also for the unique interpretation they embody of the traditional cult of Bhakti in India. The poetic and devotionalistic tenor of these works, I am sure, would make one realize the meaning of man's dependence on God. I have no hesitation to state that His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada, has done an immortal service to the movement of devotionalism and Hinduism in particular and in world religions in general by so ably bringing out these works in beautiful English. Every library in the world that is engaged in promoting the welfare of the human self by turning it towards the supremacy of the Divine Spirit should have on its shelf these works. Next is a letter from Sri Srinivas Govind Mainkar, professor of Sanskrit and head of the department at the University of Bombay. His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada, the renowned Vedic scholar and founder acharya of the International Society for Krishna Consciousness, has translated into English the Srimad Bhagavatam and Chaitanya Chaitamrita, the Encyclopedia of Vedic Culture. And now it's getting to be known with this. The special feature of this publication is to be seen in the explanatory notes added with a view to summing up the purport of the passages rendered. The Bhagavatam is a classic of the Krishna cult, and in a matter of sweetness, sincerity of devotion, and purity of emotion, it surpasses all other texts of the Puranas as well as other texts of the Bhagavata religion. As such, it is no wonder that it has become a veritable scripture of the devotees of this cult. Again, of all incarnations of the highest Lord, the Krishna incarnation has a peculiar fascination for the Indian mind and has all along exercised a great influence over the Hindu religious mind, in fact, of all minds that have God consciousness. The Lord's grace, His interest and deep concern for His devotees, and even for sinners, His great love for all beings without any distinction of order, caste, creed, and sex, His ever willingness to look after all ardent devotees, His extreme sweetness, all these qualities have made Him the most easily lovable of the divine manifestations. The text of the Bhagavata sings of the whole life of the Lord, from His childhood to His withdrawal from the world. Yet the philosophical aspects receive greater emphasis than the historical ones. Not simply that it's some story, but full of philosophy. Along with the Bhagavata, the Chaitanya has received as much care and attention in the translation by Srila Prabhupada. The Bhaktivedanta Book Trust is presenting these two sets as an encyclopedia of our culture, and our university has made a standing order of these volumes, which our students delight in reading. There is no doubt that the Swamiji has immensely obliged all the lovers of our Vedic culture and devotees of Krishna cult by this simple, clear, faithful, and illuminating rendering into English. The notes bring out beautifully the subtle implications of the Sanskrit and Bengali texts. The lay reader is thus greatly helped in appreciating and understanding the brilliant simplicity of the path of Bhakti. He is the head of the Department of Sanskrit at the Bombay University. The printing is really excellent and the general get-up highly attractive. I have nothing but the highest praise for this splendid publication. The BBT's encyclopedia would be a valuable asset to each school and college library, as well as all general libraries throughout the world. Mm. These reviews are as good as your books will. They're tremendous. Here's a letter from the member of the advisory board of the Sahitya Academy. Sahitya Academy. You know what that is? Sahitya Academy. I think it's a literary academy. No earthly writer today can match the vast outpouring of pure verse which our ancient sages, particularly the great Vyasadeva, have left to the world. Motivated by a deep desire to give moral, cultural, and educational upliftment to all people, irrespective of caste, creed, or nationality, they have taught us the higher values of life through the medium of historical narrations, biographies, the lives of great men, and simple, instructive stories. The unlimited wealth which they have left behind in the Devanagari script is sheer ecstasy to read for the poet, the student, and the common man. Since dialectic differences began to splinter men into smaller groups, the original language Sanskrit was gradually forgotten. It is special grace upon the denizens of this world today that His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada, has done such a tremendous job of meticulously translating into so many languages the sacred books of our heritage. Swamiji's most noteworthy achievement is His Encyclopedia of Vedic Education, the multi-volume presentation of the Srimad Bhagavatam and Chaitanya Charitamrita. One thing, Philip, is this calling it the Encyclopedia of Vedic, as he's doing, it has, everyone has always known the Srimad Bhagavatam, but fewer people knew of Chaitanya Charitamrita, and now these two are lumped together as equally very important works. It's very much increased the notice of Chaitanya Charitamrita. His treatment of the verses through his transparent translations and purports show that his scholastic and spiritually realized grasp of the text is incomparable. It is his understanding of the goal of all knowledge, as shown by his skillful pen, that makes him rightfully the founder and acharya of the International Society for Krishna Consciousness. I am very, very happy to see that many different types of libraries and institutions of the world are snapping up his encyclopedia.
So, we all understand the
any educational center interested in giving a complete education to its pupils should follow the example set by the University of California, the British Library, the Oxford University, and the University of Bombay, among many others who have ordered steps of the BBT's encyclopedia. As an Indian, I am proud of the vast accomplishments of my fellow countrymen, Swami Prabhupada.
Maybe later on I can meet some more of these creatures. They're very aesthetic. Yeah. Later on I'll read more to you. We haven't even touched this section. This is the list.
Well, that doesn't really make any sense. But better than the examples. Somebody is purporting to be like some guy in
Dairyland in Agra? I heard also someone was proposing, one man is staying here now, is proposing 4 acres in Agra. Yeah, they're going, they went today to see it. I mean, Bhagavati went, and also Ashwamedha Maharaj, no kids who were before him.
Mm-hmm.
paying them.
We're also trying, we want to get someplace near Delhi also.
Oh, these are linked up. Delhi and Dhamma Nagra.
And Chandigarh. All those four centers.
Oh, five. There was so much good news today, I couldn't even begin to finish it. Now these things were waiting for me on the registered letter. Now I can always get them.